Well, the 2011 recipient of the Commissioner's Agricultural Environmental Leadership Award is Dr. Alto Strawn of Strawn Farms in Waldo, where they grow
blueberries, which comprises probably 85-9% of gross income. And then we have watermelon that we grow 600 to 800 acres a year, which normally comprises about 6 to 8 or 9%. And we have 220 head of brood cows that primarily bring us type, of which it comprises about 1% of our total gross income. But then my wife and I both majored in animal science, so you hate to admit you don't know how to make a living out of what you're supposed to know the most about. And in recent years, we have 300 or 400 acres of planted pine trees and timber business.
Dr. Strawn has been a pioneer in safeguarding the environment, focusing on water.
We've been trying to do the best management practices, what's known in printing, as well as what we can find out ourselves. We do a lot of applied research, in which we're trying to figure out how we can do stuff better from the standpoint of production or yield, for one, but from the standpoint of dealing with best management practices, including prevention of erosion and conserving water.
And in an attempt to not use too much water,
20 years or so ago, we started growing watermelon with drip and plastic, which was the first time in the north central Florida area that it was done.
And for the other cash crop,
probably close to 300 acres of blueberries, that we're doing a pulsing system, which the motors come on automatically, and you may well water for 15 or 20 minutes, 3 or 4 times a day, instead of working for 2 hours at one time. And from best management practice and standpoint of prevention of nitrates and phosphates, that's probably the best that I've ever seen.
Dr. Strawn received his award this past week at the 2011 Florida Farm Bureau annual meeting. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.